Welcome to the Layers Lair, episode one-ish, Cake Week. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Katie.
And it's Cake Week.
It's Cake Week.
We're back with real episodes and real bakers.
And we got to know them this week.
Things going in ovens, people going home.
Star Lots bakers of innuendo being made.
Some might say too much.
Oh, really? Okay, episode one and it's already too much.
I might say too much.
All right.
Where shall we start?
Well, let's jump right in to the intro and kind of how we learned about more people this year. You said you have notes about the intro.
Well, just they should stop. We don't need Noel's big pants making bread puns.
Big pants?
His suit pants. He was wearing like JNCO suit pants.
Oh, I didn't notice that. For a guy who wears a lot of skinny pants, I just assumed that's what he was wearing.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, that's weird.
The opposite.
Okay.
Fat pants.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. That
things that center Paul generally like are the thing I'd like to see less of in this show.
Things that involve any of them trying to be funny, just...
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Like conversational humor, great.
Okay.
When they try and do bits, it never works.
Question for you. Mm-hmm. Who is Stormzy?
He's a rapper from
okay.
the UK.
Okay, thank you. I figured you would know that.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to ask.
They clarify in the sketch that he's a grime artist, but maybe you don't know what grime is.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, okay.
That is would it do like, it. Like dirt that you need to clean really hard in a bathroom or something?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
How would one be an artist of that?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
I won't, because it's not a thing.
I will say, like, just generally about the episode, intro aside, I thought that the chemistry between Allison and Noel was just so delightful and refreshing.
Much, much better than with Matt.
They were side-hugging each other basically the whole time.
Much more hugging and hand-holding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, loved that. Here for it. Absolutely love it.
Far fewer / zero outside of the intro, like, forced bits.
Yes, exactly.
Matt would kill the entire vibe and momentum with a shoehorned bit, like
sure
at
would.
Least once an episode.
Speaking of, I do feel like they were using the word Matt pejoratively to talk about Ganache in a way that also, you know, made it clear how they felt about Matt. I think there was some sub-matting happening.
Is that why it was spelled M-A-T-T on
that's,
the captions instead of M-A-T-T-E?
Or it's a British English thing that I don't understand.
Sure. Should we start with vocab? Because I had two.
We can start with vocab this week. Yeah, let's do it.
The first is village show.
Oh, okay.
Abby said that she competed in her local village show or her village show for some baking competition. I'm assuming that's something like a county fair or along those lines.
I have no idea.
I didn't bother to look it up. I just noted that was something I didn't know.
I was guessing it just referred to like, you know, a baking competition in her village.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's probably a safe assumption.
All right, I like that.
The other was Moorish.
Yes.
M-O-R-E-I-S-H.
Yes. Two times ascribed to something Dan baked.
That one I did look up.
Okay, I did too.
And it's, do you have the definition in front of you?
It is having a very pleasant taste and making you want to eat more. Like that one just makes sense.
But it's slang, right? It's like British slang. It's not a proper...
I don't know.
Like it wouldn't be in the dictionary.
Well, it was in, I found this in the Cambridge dictionary. So,
yeah. Oh, okay. Not that that really necessarily means it's not slang these days either.
No,
but.
No. The other thing that I was a little bit confused by and looked up was PA as a job title.
Yeah.
Because I think of that meaning physician's assistant.
And I think of it as being production assistant.
Cool. I think in the UK, it refers to a personal assistant. So someone
like
whose job is helping someone in a higher position.
Okay. They showed her looking at like a floor plan or a blueprint or something.
Yeah. That's where I was tossed because I didn't.
You were tossed?
Tossed off the, I don't know.
I thought you were working some more British slang in.
No, probably not. I probably just said something really vulgar and raunchy.
I think it just means drunk, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I learned what PA means this week.
All right.
Also, just while we're on vocab, I think we need to set the record straight and make it clear that we were wrong last week about the word homely.
Oh, how so?
In British English, two listeners Kristen T. and Erica N. corrected us, offering independence corrections.
One household corrected us.
One household corrected us.
So wait, what does it mean?
Homey means feeling like home, and that's what we say in American English. But in British English, homely means the same thing as homey.
Okay.
So it's like home-like and like cozy and comfy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So,
okay.
All right. Our journey of learning British English is underway.
General thoughts. I forget how we format these episodes.
Cool. I didn't.
Okay. Maybe you should lead us then. Unless you had other vocab.
No. I think we should probably talk about fashion. Was there anything that stood out to you this week?
I enjoyed Amos's sweater vest with the big letter A on it.
Okay. I didn't even see the A.
Uh-huh.
Great.
No one else really stuck out to me, I don't think.
Okay. Okay. Generally, I enjoyed Nikki's leopard socks.
Yeah.
And her like denim collar. I thought that was very like cute.
They gave us a early sock highlight.
Exactly.
For her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed Noel's sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can buy for $177.
You can count on Noel to wear an outrageously expensive goofy jumper.
And honestly, $177 is less outrageous than in past.
Yeah, wearings. Usually it's more in the 3 or 4 range.
Yes, yes.
And even louder somehow.
Yeah. I also, so Abby's shirt, do you remember? Can you think of what that looked like?
It was like a button up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the pattern was.
Sort of like
was,
an
though.
Abstract pattern. It reminded me so much of something. And then I realized midway that it was Abdul's Galaxy Mirror Glaze cake from last season.
Okay. All right. That is extremely specific.
This is an audio medium, but look it up and I think you'll agree.
Okay. Abby's shirt looked like a cake.
It did.
For Cake Week.
Should we jump into the challenges? Or any other, like,
I had some just
thoughts?
Sort of like general thoughts. One being that I kind of just like everybody so far this season.
Yeah.
Except maybe Dana.
Yeah, I don't really care for Dana very much.
Also thought she just as easily could have gone this week. She had 0 good bakes. And Amos at least had 1.
He did. Yes.
He was 2nd in the technical.
Yep. Once again showing us that the technical doesn't matter.
Although they did at least say this time that it was really close, like across the board, and there weren't any bad ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe like the gap between how good his technical was compared to everyone else's.
How bad his orca was.
Yeah, and then how bad his showstopper was compared to everyone else's.
Exactly, yep. Okay.
And I don't really have a read on Christy yet because she said about 4 words in the whole episode.
Yeah.
But everyone else... And like maybe those two also, I'm just not sure. Everyone else seems pretty solid.
Agreed. Yeah. Lovely season.
Any,
lovely contestants.
Like, really objectionable contestants so far.
And I really enjoyed that for each of these 3 challenges, it seems like they're kind of staying the course a little bit more versus doing the weird stuff that's happened in recent seasons.
Yeah. I mean, that's like what all the
media about this.
All the promo leading up to the season centered around the fact that they're going
back to basics,
back to their roots,
aka
we heard you about us being super racist all the time and
we'll be less
not
racist
baking things
and we'll bake more.
Yeah,
that's great. I like it.
Seemed reluctant on the producer's part, but however they got there, they seem to have gotten there. Other contestant thoughts. Dan seems like fine, just sort of boring. I think you pointed out that he seems like he could be, what's the polygamy guy?
Well, okay, different thing.
Huh?
So he reminds me of Jim Bob Duggar.
Oh, wait, who's
not
that?
Not a polygamy guy, but like fundamentalist, patriarch of a very large family.
He's the guy
that's
with,
very problematic.
With a billion kids.
Yes.
And, yeah, okay.
Yep, yep.
Okay, but one wife?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
No, okay. I had it slightly backwards. He looked like he could fit right into the game of polygamist or dental practice that we were playing the other night, though.
You're going to have to explain that because right now it just seems like that seems weird what you just said.
So if you do a Google image search.
There you go.
For dental practices or for polygamists' families. They're identical.
You're going to have to say more for people who haven't researched this as much as
it's
others in this room.
It's usually a awkwardly staged photo of a man standing in the
middle. Specifically a white man.
Always a white man, like around 40 years old.
Like stereotypically clean cut.
No facial hair, wearing like a some sort of button up and khakis. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Surrounded by like 6 to 10 women.
Yes.
Arranged like a bridal party.
Yes.
Where all the women are like between 25 and 45 and styled similarly, but not quite the same.
Exactly. Yep.
Like similar palette, similar like level of formality, but not like,
not exactly not matching. The same. Not uniformity. Yeah.
And if you try and guess blindly whether it's a dental practice or a polygamous family, it's nearly impossible.
Yes. Yep.
Shout out to non-listener Aaron K for pointing this out to me.
Really relevant shout out. Cool. Yeah.
Look, you want to critique my listener shout outs?
What? You mean how I shout out like
you
the same
You directly address individual people often on the show.
Well, yeah, because they give us their attention all season. Okay, other main contestant thoughts. I was thinking we'd save these to the end, but since you're just going hard right now, I will do that too. Most enjoyable contestants to me, like people I'm going to root for the most, I think. So far, I've got Saku, Tasha, and Keith. And yeah. I just enjoy all of them.
Keith seems like he's stoned the whole time.
He also, though, I mean, okay, so I looked at his Instagram, right? And he is the one who has gone to all these baking classes. And he says in this episode, he's been working on his prettiness. Oh,
he's trying to up his prettiness game.
Over the last year. I love it. And like, he's been trying to do this for 14 seasons. He snorts on camera. Generally just like, seems great. He has a poodle. Great.
He's getting poodle points.
Yeah, for sure. And then just Saku and Tasha, both delightful. I mean, they both got a lot of screen time this week, too, for good reason.
I like Tasha a lot. I don't think she's probably going to make it very far.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, see, this is why we should have done this at the end, because now we're getting into each of their bakes.
Look, if you have an outline, I'm happy to follow it. I'm just saying stuff.
Strong point. Yeah, I mean, I feel like she showed two really good flavor profiles this week. Black sesame and then tahini.
Isn't that also sesame?
Yeah, but like she didn't, you know, it's not like somebody showed up and did miso in the same thing. She had two very different flavors, but both like of the same root.
As opposed to Maddie, who just kept trying and failing to make buttercream over and over.
Yeah, yeah, real bad. Also just like mean mugging Paul Hollywood. That was very cute.
Anyone who roasts Paul Hollywood immediately, I'm on their side.
Exactly. And making sign language names for people was adorable.
Calling him a little parrot.
Little parrot guy.
Yeah, that's real good.
Saku, I mean, she's just like, she's giggling on camera all the time. Mm-hmm. She's just delightful. I want to play cricket with her. She's like beckoning the wind into the tent. That was adorable. The hug from Paul, meh, whatever. Again, like see previous comment about centering Paul in this. But
also, Paul, if you're trying to rehab your image, hugging random women is not the way to do it.
Ooh, yikes.
That was sort of the problem before.
Oof. So just generally, I'd love to see those three succeed, but I would love to see anybody in this tent succeed.
Yes.
And that's, I'm glad we're there again. It's great.
All right. You tell us what's next.
Okay. Next, we're going to talk about the signature. How many drip cakes did you count?
I didn't. A couple, three, four. I didn't know I was counting.
Well, I counted five.
Okay.
It's not a competition I mean, we actually are talking about a competition. The vertical layer cake I thought was a good challenge. Again, like it's a challenging thing, but it's also pretty straightforward. And they could just like do something special with it versus it being some weird challenge that required, I don't know, this non-baking skill.
I feel like they never get too crazy with cake week.
No, they're pretty straightforward.
You still have to make some
well,
sort
except,
of cake.
I mean, come
the
on.
Tom DeLonge cake. Well, that wasn't the challenge's fault. That was Dave's fault.
Oh, fucking Dave. Okay. So let's see. Let's start with who was good in the signature. So we had Dan, who delivered that Moorish cake with the rhubarb, which I thought was lovely. Just very, very nice. I know it wouldn't do anything for you. That's cool.
Rhubarb's gross.
Yeah, that's fine. Sour celery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And then we had Keith, Abby, Rowan, Christy, Saku. We had Maddie, who delivered a, quote, muscular cake.
That dude is so lost.
He seems really, really lost. Yeah.
He's swimming.
But, I mean, they liked his cake.
Yes.
It looked sort of like a turd, but they liked it.
A lot of the signatures looked bad.
I liked the way they described, I think it was Nikki's, as barrel-shaped. That was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Maddie restarted his buttercream twice.
And then gave up.
Well, yeah. He did two batches of that. Neither of them worked. And then he went with something else.
And then he tried it again in both of the other bakes, didn't he?
I didn't notice that.
At least one of the other bakes, he tried another buttercream, and I think he fucked it up again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what he... Like, first of all, isn't it two ingredients?
To be honest, I don't know.
I think it's just butter and sugar, isn't it?
What's in buttercream?
I think it's like creamed butter with sugar added, basically.
I think you're right. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yep, butter and sugar.
How do you fuck that up that bad?
You can add milk or vanilla or other flavorings.
How do you manage to curdle it if it's just butter?
I think he added some dairy, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Anyway. It shouldn't be that hard. Like,
no.
If I can do it, anyone on Bake Off should be able to do it.
Have you made buttercream?
Yeah, we have together.
Yep, you're right.
And then if you can't, don't keep trying. Like, don't do it. There are so many other things you could do.
Well, he got there. He did figure it out that he should do something else. He pulled out another tool in his toolbox, and they liked it.
Yeah, sure. That dude just seems like he might be in over his head pretty quickly.
In over his highly tapered...
that haircut's outrageous.
That haircut is kind of bad. It's kind of the bowl cut that I was hoping you would get yesterday.
Mm.
Okay, so in the middle on the signature, we had Nikki... We had Tasha, Dana, and Josh, who all had kind of that, like, mixed feedback of, like, as Tasha said, leaning on the side of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it all seemed interesting, but, yeah, kind of in the middle. And then we had one person very clearly on the bottom in the signature.
Who was that?
That was your guy, Amos.
Yeah, what did he make?
It was... He had issues with his drip. It separated.
Okay.
And then it wasn't even between the layers.
Oh,
and then there was
yeah.
too much filling, two layers.
His
so
whole
it was
thing
poor balance.
Fell apart before he put upright too.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where, to me, like, yeah, he had a clear bad signature. Yeah, he did great in the technical, but then
the
he had a clear
were,
bad showstopper too.
Yeah, the other two were like objectively bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like that guy.
I know. my biggest kind of happy takeaway from the signature was lots of close-ups of people like patting their cakes, like just palming their cakes. It was very, I just enjoyed that.
A very awkward stop to watch people drink tea.
Yeah. And like a lot of weird ASMR with that.
I didn't understand
didn't care for
what
it.
Was happening there or why that was highlighted.
I think that they probably realized in post that they had a lot of like clips of people doing this and somebody was like, let's make a reel of this. But they should have made like a reel for Instagram and not put it in the show.
Also, having a lot of something
does not make it good.
That isn't interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
Is actually what editing is for.
True. Any other thoughts on the signature?
Nope.
All right, so the technical. I have never, ever, ever noticed this thing about the missing raspberry before.
No,
did you?
No. I've never, like, there's so many things in that intro. Like, is the dusting of the biscuits in the intro also, like, iconic? I didn't understand.
Biscuit dusting, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like, I've never really paid attention to that, much less a specific raspberry in that. Yeah, I had no idea that that was a thing.
The only thing I think about in the intro is that that kid is now like...
50.
Very old. It's Nikki now. So,
kid is for sure older than some people on the show.
Oh, yeah. Probably older than Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. More than a baby baker.
Mm-hmm.
For the once baby baker.
They got to get her on one of the seasons.
Oh. I'm sure that there's like, I'm sure she is attached to somebody on the crew or something, like a family member. I don't know. I thought the technical was fine.
That's actually Prue.
I don't know. They looked like nice cakes.
Yeah, like it seemed like a pretty straightforward. This is like maybe the downside of doing the more traditional straightforward things.
Yeah.
Is that they can all do it pretty well.
Yeah.
And it's also hard to stand out.
There wasn't like a mystery as to what are you making. It's like, oh no, you're making this thing.
Right. And you either kind of do it or you don't, which I guess is always the technical, but like there's not really having a technical that isn't super technically challenging just results in like a lot of parody across the bakers.
Yeah.
Like, all 12 of them kind of did the same thing and they were all pretty good, it seemed like.
Yeah. And then the things that they were kind of splitting hairs about were very much technical execution things, which I guess is the point. Yeah, but it makes for slightly less engaging television, which, dang, those producers, they were onto something with those wild challenges.
Making tacos and on a baking show.
No, I mean, I thought it was a nice challenge. They look delicious. I kind of want to make a chocolate cake today, so that might be something I do after we do this.
Yeah, a couple dozen raspberries.
Yep. But it's
in October in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we saw kind of like a little bit of similarity in kind of who stood out, but Amos jumped the shark. No, that's what he did on the Showstopper.
That was an orca.
It was a orca whale. Isn't that? Okay, never mind. Nope, that's a whale. That's not a shark. You're right. Right? That's not a shark.
I don't
think so. Oh my gosh.
So. Okay. Pretty sure those are whales.
No, it's a whale. You're totally right.
Well, hold on.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. It's technically a dolphin, actually.
What?
It is the largest dolphin.
I had no idea.
Well, wait. It says it's a toothed whale belonging to the dolphin family.
Oh, well, that's
confusing. Get your shit together, Wikipedia. Which one is it?
Get your shit together, biology.
Get a grip, genus Orcinus. I don't know. It's a whale. Definitely not a shark. How about that?
Thank you. Well, he was all over the place between his quality and execution.
Wait, who was?
Amos.
Oh, in general, not just in the technical. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I thought he had turned it around for a moment, but...
Alas. He was just riding that orca right into
the rudders of a yacht. You shouldn't ride orcas. Kill your ass.
Don't, whatever Free Willy taught you, you shouldn't do it.
I don't think it taught you to ride them.
Doesn't
I think it taught you to free them.
But didn't he like ride it to free it? I don't know. I haven't seen that in a long time.
The movie ends with the orca just taking the kid out to sea. They're both gone forever.
Honestly, isn't that what happens at the end?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think the little kid dies at the end.
Wait, he...
If an orca takes you out to the ocean as a child, you're not living.
But didn't they make... Weren't they friends? Okay, maybe I'm thinking of a very different movie. Okay. Onward.
There's... You might be thinking of the part when they have to move the whale... Because it's in captivity and they're moving. I think he rides with it in the little like water sling thing.
Okay. Yes. See?
That's not what you said.
It's fine.
But sure.
So speaking of animals, should we ride off into the Showstopper?
Okay. Yeah. I have two questions for you though. Okay. If you were making an animal cake, what animal would it be?
Obviously, I would be making our dog.
You'd be making a golden doodle cake?
I'd be making a true to scale, life size.
A 100 pound golden doodle cake.
100 pound golden doodle cake using like 18 boxes of Rice Krispies and cooking maybe 40 different pans of cake.
One just giant piece of fried chicken.
Yes.
With legs.
Yes. What would you make?
Mm, If I'm thinking about it practically in terms of like, Amos kind of screwed himself just with the shape, especially trying to do the wave too. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, I think Saku was on the right track with a turtle. It's round and kind of flat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So maybe like a beetle.
Okay.
Or a snake.
Yeah.
I would just make a breadstick and put googly eyes on it.
That's not cake, but sure. What?
Okay, that shape. A cake stick.
A cake stick. That sounds delicious.
Or what are some rounder animals? You could do like a, like Tasha with the robin.
Yep.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. What about like a snail?
Do like a Swiss roll snail or something?
You could do a scallop.
What do they look like in
the wild? They're just like little round cylinders.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Or like a penguin, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they basically have one main shape and then a couple little appendages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like a beetle, you know. I don't want to eat a beetle.
You don't? You don't want to eat any of these. You don't want to eat a
dog. But like a
dog.
Giant insect is especially unappetizing.
Yeah. More unappetizing than a beaver?
Like, is that really that funny? Just like, sure, it's funny.
It's funnier to Brits than it is to us.
I hope so.
They lost
because they
their
really
shit.
Played. They played the exact same clip twice in the episode because it was in the intro.
It was in the intro. It was the last part of the intro. Yep.
Like not even a different angle or anything. Like the exact same clip.
Yeah.
Of Peru asking Nikki about her beaver or whatever.
Yeah. Tell me about your beaver.
Oh, sorry. My other question was if
your other question was not tell me about your beaver.
That's not a question. That's a demand. Request.
Okay.
If you had to write, so you know, in the first signature, they always do like the 10-second bio of people at home.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to write my bio for Bake Off, 2 sentences.
You're doing this pop quiz style. This is a walk-on.
I can go first because I've thought about it for longer. If you'd like,
okay,
I can buy you a little time.
Are you doing
do
my
yours.
Bio?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Tell me what you got.
It's like one of the only notes I made. I wrote it out. So hold on a second. Okay. Katie lives in Minneapolis with her stunning husband Spencer. When she's not building transit projects, she can be found tending to her plants or her giant golden doodle Marcy.
That's actually like my professional bio. pretty sure that's like how, yeah, that's
buses, plants, dog.
That's not inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Spencer lives in South Minneapolis with
we're getting specific.
Spencer lives in South.
I'm leaving that in. Go ahead.
Spencer lives in Minnesota with his smoke show of a wife, Katie.
Smoke show, you say?
I do say. In his spare time, he, whilst not hurting children, he herding.
You got to rephrase that okay. one. Maybe give it a little context in that it's like.
You work
peaching.
In a school.
He loves hurting children.
Okay.
Wakes up every morning, finds a kid, and punches him in the face.
Jeez. That was unnecessary. Yikes. In his spare time, he enjoys conspiracy theories, parentheses, the good kind.
Sure.
Stylish sneakers.
Uh-huh.
Or no, wait. Walking his giant golden doodle wearing stylish sneakers through the neighborhood and playing lots of Zelda.
I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. Animal cakes.
Animal cakes. So many dogs.
I don't ever know how they're going to think something looks. Like, I thought
Yeah.
The Saku's turtle was okay. And they thought it was like the most beautiful thing.
You're saying like you have a different like judgment of how nice it looks, even when it's done. Not like from the beginning, you don't know how it's going
to
look.
The camera must add 10 pounds to those turtles.
In a good way?
I don't know. And with the dogs, I think it was the Keith's poodle.
That was tough.
I didn't think it looked that bad. And they all thought it was hideous.
Oh, there were some like clear like rifts and ridges that you could see where he hadn't actually joined the pieces together.
I thought Dan's was just as sloppy and they thought it was gorgeous.
It is. Yeah, there is a lot of that where I really don't know where it's going to go. And I thought Tasha's Robin looked really cool, but the way they thought it was stunning was more than what I expected.
And that one, I could see maybe the scale not translating very well. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like it was probably quite large.
Very big.
Which then maybe makes it more impressive that it's well-constructed and that piping was probably a shitload of work.
Yes. Yes.
But I can never guess what they're going to think of the appearance of like the more showstoppery, bigger production value bakes.
Let me say, I think we were in agreement on what Maddie's dog looked like.
Yeah, that one was tough. That was tough. That again, that dude is
that
just
was the buttercream. That's right.
Yeah, he tried it again.
Yeah, and it didn't turn out very well, but he kept using it. Yeah, that was rough. Hmm.
And I honestly, by the time he put it on the table, I didn't think Amos's Orca looked that bad. It clearly like was a disaster in terms of actual baking, but I didn't think it was the worst looking one
like,
of the bunch.
Sculpturally, it wasn't bad.
No, that flat dog or the two flat dogs were definitely worse.
I did appreciate Dana's comeback of like, yeah, whatever. My dog's flat. It's a very flat dog.
Dana had three miserable bakes and somehow just skated right on through.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet she's not long for the competition. I enjoyed the sheep very much. I thought that was the most adorable bake.
Even more so than the cow.
The cow was pretty cute too, but I thought the sheep was just adorable. And also I've been just looking at pictures of that kind of sheep, a Herdwick sheep, and it's just our dog.
The cartoony Highland cow got me.
It was very cute.
I think
too.
That was my favorite appearance wise of the bunch.
I thought the lobster looked very cool.
Ooh, didn't care for that one.
Really? Maybe you just don't like seafood.
I thought that was a weird choice. Although I did like that he put it inside of a little net.
That was or a cage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you catch lobsters in.
Trap?
Sure.
Yeah. I just did not get the appeal of the beaver. Like, innuendo aside, it looked weird.
I mean, it was supposed to be cartoony and...
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got that, I guess.
That's fair.
I think they just wanted to make old ladies talk about beavers.
Do you think they like suggested to her, like, maybe you should just make a beaver?
No, but I bet they were psyched when she did.
When she was like, hey, I'm making a beaver. They were like, yes, make it bone dry or make it very moist. One of the two. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Prue, you take the lead on all things beaver.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say like. When they cut into Amos's cake, you knew right away.
It looked horrible. It looked solid.
And I love that I've been watching this long enough that I knew the words they were going to say. And they said
stodgy
all of them.
Stodgy and concertinaed.
Concertinaed, stodgy, tough as old boots.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Bone dry.
Tough as old boots is a classic Paulism.
Classic. They said all of them. You knew he was going home in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough as old boots is about as harsh as it gets.
Ooh, yeah. Oof. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed the challenge though. It was fun. I thought it looked generally cool.
This is more the style of challenges that I would hope to see going forward.
Yeah. Cool. I think we're in for that. Any other thoughts on the showstopper?
No, I did have a thought though that because I love Amos so much, they should do a loser's bracket.
I love it.
Of all the people who have got eliminated first over the years.
Do you remember any of the others?
Who was it last year? If I had a list of last year's contestants, I think I would remember or be able to pick them out. But no, generally I don't. They should do like a winners and a losers bracket. So all the 13 or 14 or whatever it is, winners should do a season.
Yeah.
And then all the losers or people who got out first should do a season.
I love it. Do you remember Will from last year? He got out first.
No, actually. Do you have a picture?
No.
Okay. Then no, I don't remember Will. So maybe this idea wouldn't be so good. Maybe it'd just be a bunch of people I had never seen before.
You just sort of lukewarm on like, huh, okay, mm-hmm. Neat.
Okay, maybe the winner's bracket would be more interesting.
The winner's bracket would be great, and I bet they will do that at some point.
Well, you would think after season 12 would have been the time to do it.
Yeah, but they had all those transitions. I bet there are like things with the networks having changed where they maybe can't like have the same through line with some of the, like contractually with some of the bakers who were on those various networked shows. I don't know.
They changed networks?
Yeah, 3 times.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it was on BBC Two initially, then it was on BBC One, and now it's on Channel 4.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, that might, because aren't most of them on Netflix here now, though?
Yeah, but not all.
And that would be like a new show altogether. They could probably make it happen.
Mm. Maybe you'd need
I don't know how TV licensing
works. If they're hiring a PA, maybe you can apply for that job and help them with that.
That's not what PAs do. The PAs like get coffee.
Oh, sorry. Okay. See, here I just don't know. All right. Should we move into the competition?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't. Yeah. The scoring and such.
Uh-huh.
Yes, please.
Okay. So I scored everything. Let's start with the season long picks. So did you have a season long pick? And
Amos? I think I said Amos.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if I didn't actually say that, that would have been my pick. So.
Got it. Well, you're not alone. 6 other people in our pool said that. So okay. Out for the season long pick, we have Theo, Matilda, Troy, and Caitlin, Beaver, and Jessica.
Get them. Beaver?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So interestingly, the most picked folks in the pool. So those who got the most votes, mm-hmm. Josh. Josh had.
Is that the rugby small face guy?
Small face rugby man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. People really like Josh. And then Amos.
Amos was second?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dang.
Uh-huh. And then Saku.
Also, we just gave up the game on how few listeners we have if second place was 6.
True.
That's fine. We love all 30 of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, there were 2 people who were completely left out of picks this year.
Uh-oh.
Tasha and Maddie received no votes.
What?
Yeah. And I'm here for Tasha.
I mean, I don't think she's gonna win. No, I don't think she's gonna win, but I want her to stick around.
Yeah, and Maddie, that seems justified.
I would pick Maddie's gotta be near the top of my list for who goes next.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So in terms of who did well this week, the best combo would have been Dan, Abby, and Christy
for
highest scoring. And then the worst combo would have been Amos, Maddie, and then Dana or Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Because Maddie had a bunch of restarts, so he got dinged quite a bit in our competition.
3 probably, right?
Yes. Well, no, I counted him with 2.
Okay.
2 chargeables, so...
Sure.
All right. So
I think I would have done very poorly if I were playing this week.
I
would have had at least 2 of those people, I think, in my picks.
We do need more competitors, though. So maybe you just should.
Okay. Just so you have more data.
I do love the data. All right. So at the bottom, let's do bad news first. Our lowest scoring folks this week, we had 4 people tied with negative 17 points.
Dang.
That was Anna, Kristen, Martin N, and Kathy C.
Get 'em.
Better luck next time, folks. And then at the very bottom, we had Sierra with negative 23 points.
Oh, buddy.
So sorry to those folks. In the top this week, in 3rd place with 19 points, we had Nick B.
Okay.
In 2nd place with 22 points, we had Keaton. And then in 1st place with 30 points, we had Joe H.
Is 30 points the perfect combo of people?
No, not the perfect combo, but pretty close to it.
Did anyone have the perfectly bad combo?
Nobody except for Sierra had the perfectly bad combo.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, Yeah.
Do we know what the theme next week is?
We absolutely do.
And?
It is Biscuit Week.
Ooh.
So any guesses on things we're going to see next week?
I bet they do some sort of like assortment tin thing where you've got to make like 8 different kinds.
Sure, like 4 of this, 4 of that. Yep. Mm-hmm. I
and
like
then
it.
Present it on, you know, a big slab of wood or something.
Very rustic.
Or like put little bows around them.
Okay, that sounds really nice. I am guessing we're going to see a sculpture, like a biscuit build.
Mm.
We're going to see some isomalt joining things together.
That's the hardened sugar poured.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that's what I think we're going to see next week.
All right. As always, the link for the entry form will be in the show notes.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week for Biscuit Week.
Thanks, everyone.